Welcome to the keynote stage. So my name is Mark Walsh. I'm the founder of this conference and part of the leadership team with Daniela and Manel. We have got quite a feast, quite a treat in store for you. The main stage doesn't have all the top names on. Some of them are spread out for various logistical reasons, but there are some awesome presenters on this stage. This stage is also sponsored by Alain Stefani. When we first had the idea of getting sponsors, I basically said, I won't take anyone as a sponsor unless I love what they do, because otherwise it doesn't have any integrity for me. I didn't know who Alain Stefani was, but I met her in Berlin. Someone said, oh, she's an intimacy teacher, she's an ex-sex worker, best-selling author in Germany. And I said, okay, well, I'll meet her. And I met her. And as soon as I met her, I felt at ease. I felt like, wow, this is a person who's playful, but also a deep listener. This is a woman who's a real leader. Since I've seen her work with people in very, you know, around trauma, around intimacy, around very difficult areas, men and women, I've come to regard her as a friend, actually. Like, I love her. So go to her website and check it out. It's Alain, I-L-A-N, Stefani, S-T-E-P-H-A-N for November, I. AlainStefani.com. There's an offer there called Love and Rage, which is as juicy as it sounds. You'll also find links in the descriptions for the videos below. Okay, welcome to the main stage. Today, I am delighted to announce Sebastian Foucan is here. So Sebastian is one of the founder of free running, one of the pioneers of parkour, and very cool. He was also in a James Bond movie as an actor. So Sebastian, you are super welcome, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you for everyone who's coming and to listen to what I'm going to say. So should I start?
Please. I'm here if you need me, but over to you.
Yeah, okay. So if people can also like at some point interact, I'd like to talk about my journey. Okay, basically today is to talk about the longevity in the physical practice. So I'm going to explain a little bit of my journey, but also how I come up with my method and so on and so on. So let's start. So I'm 46 years old. And so I started kind of the activity of parkour in the late 80s or around 1989. I probably have like 40 years of physical activities in total, okay? Because my dad wanted me to play football when I was young. So around the age of six, around like this, I started to do like sport. I can say like, I literally went to the, how can I say that? I went to the journey of high and low, basically, because I've been to perform on the biggest stage in the world, high intensity, high level performance. The whole story for me, it's about longevity, and for you also, yeah. So I started my really deep training around 1989, as I say, in France, with my friends, David Bell, and later on the Yamakasi's guys. For me, it's a long journey between 1989 to 2006, where the whole philosophy for me, it was to train to be strong. That was kind of the whole idea of this. And I was inspired by Bruce Lee, and still my inspiration. Inspired by Bruce Lee, a lot of things like mangas, animes, Japanese anime, a lot of movies like Rocky and stuff like that. Like everyone's got always something to get inspired with. So this is how, that was kind of my driving force. Along that journey, when you do physical activity, you always have, you have to face injuries at some point. And I had, I can say in my life, I had two major injuries. The first one occurred when I was, because I used to be firefighter on 1993 or 4, I almost forgot. But I injured my arm, as you can see. I don't know if you can see, I've got a nice scar here. Okay, so I broke my arm in 1995. It was a freak accident and I was stuck between a truck and a pillar. And I was the first, at this time I was practicing with my friend, we were doing parkour. But it's the first time I experienced this idea of fragility and how the curse of your life. You know, you've got always a direction, a path. You're thinking, this is what I'm going to do, this is how I'm going to be, and everything. That's the first time I had a big wake up call, when they start to say you could have lose your arm, and you maybe never be able to bend and extend your arm ever again. So almost like saying, like, whatever you plan as a sport is over. So, but I think any doctor say that, because I think it's a safe way of get people in the mindset of recovery, stuff like that. However, this whole journey from getting injured and recovery completely changed my mindset. But I still was in the mindset of, like, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So with my training with parkour and overcoming obstacles, these things definitely, overcoming that makes me absolutely stronger. I will fast forward to 2006, when I did the biggest professional things in my life. It's working straight away on James Bond, and then working with Madonna, which was 9 months in total, 9 months working on the biggest stage, so nonstop. It's like a high level intensity, big works. As a result of that, I finished the coefficient tour with Madonna with a broken wrist. I don't know if you can see my injury. I don't have that. I caught with the mirror. I can't even see where it is. Yeah, here. Okay. Yeah, I broken wrist, and I had a necrosis with my bone, because I choose to keep on doing the activity, 6 months performing for the show with the broken wrist. So as a result, I had start to have a necrosis, and my wrist start to get really, really bad. The whole story why I say that is because after all these things, even it was brilliant in my mind, I was strong because I can overcome obstacles. The result of that, I was destroyed. I was completely destroyed. So yes, you get strong by overcoming obstacle and pain. But for me, the idea is like, I start to realize I get strong, but I get less capable. So the more injury you've got, you just pile and pile and pile and pile. And then it's kind of the formula of a sport, of a professional sport. You achieve stuff, you get trophy, you got medal, whatever you have, your recognition, you get to a new level for your life and stuff like that. However, your body, you pay the price for it, and the price is with your body. So now you can see my point about where I'm talking about longevity and stuff like that. After that, around 2006, I start to completely rethink my way of living and start to have a different philosophy, because I always have master, you know, like in Asian martial art thing, you always have this old master, like Master Yoda, you know, he's old, but he can still do things and he's very, very powerful. So I was more in this path. And that's why I start to create develop my own method and my own principle to preserve myself and to preserve my body. So I start to observe what I call the law of universe and start to understand, how does it work and who I am? So what I call the law of universe is literally the up and down. Everything in the world works with cycles, up and down and stuff like that. So all my belief is around that. So we know Earth has a frequency. We know the sun has a frequency. We know there is some animal who hibernate, if I'm going to say this correctly. We've got animals who migrate. We've got some insect, like, you know, the caterpillar had to go to a chrysalis to get to a point to become the butterfly. All these things I start to observe, like a plant without water very quickly start to shrunk. If you ever have a dog or a cat, you can see, like, they can spend all day in the house. At some point they go to the door and they're just like, chak, 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 like this, because naturally they've got a call for breathing. I call it oxygenation. I don't know if it's an English word, but I say oxygenation. And I start to be very, look all this stuff, and I say, my God, my practice doesn't have any of that. You can be inspired by that. You can take a little bit, but you not really incorporate this in your practice. And that's as Bruce Lee say, like, it's written here, but I don't know if you can see, but it's like, knowing is not enough, we must apply, and willing is not enough, we must do. So for me, I just follow all these kind of principles. And I start to think about the human mechanic, and I start to think about, our superpower is the brain. It's not so much about the muscle. So I need to think and to rethink about everything. Same with breathing. Now we've got also, I don't know if people know Wim Hof method and stuff like that, about breathing, and you can see scientifically what it does and everything. And the blood flow, which is linked with the chi. I don't know if you heard about the chi. And also they say the chi circulate with the blood. We've got the chakra, we've got the meridians, we've got so many things going on. And I start to say, you know what? I don't want just to jump. I want to have something. It looks similar. It looks like I practice like the others, but I will create my own thing, my own principle and rules, which will help me to go through that. So my principle and rules, like I've got four major principles, which is maturity level, range of expression, which before, not so long ago, I did the podcast, I was talking about grades, and I evolved to grades to range of expression. So I can explain if I've got time about why I moved from grades to range of expression. I've got seasonality and maintenance. So maturity, range of expression, seasonality, and maintenance. And in my fitness kind of practice, parkour is the core of what I do, because parkour, if you take away the word, is literally how we move as a human being. It's like going outside and just move, you know, climbing, jumping, rolling and everything. I'm not talking about the flips and the tricks. I'm literally talking about the essence of it. So in my fitness method, I've got seven elements, which is breathing and connect. I put it together. Okay. Then I've got focus, which is for me very important. Something I call trekking and circuit. It's very important. It's very parkour-ish stuff. Then something I call dynamic wire. Then I've got sparring, which is people can see with the war chase tag, but I'm always doing tag. So tag is really the concept of fight or flight. So it's something human being, we have it naturally. Take away any name, I put it in a jungle, fight or flight. This is who we are. So you must, it's something we must practice in your fitness. There is what I call Iron Man. I like to put name of everything, so just so I can remember, but it's more about the concept of strength. Now we've got calisthenic, but it's not only calisthenic, it's everything around strength, being able to pull, to carry, to move, like, and to have a core strength, like you can sustain yourself, you know, like a building, you need a strong foundation. And the last one is animality or flexibility. Anything with flow movement and stuff like that. So that's seven elements for me is very important. When I practice, that always make sure I'm around that. So voilà, this is it. So I will show very quickly. Hopefully you will see how it works. So I've got some stuff, I'm a bit old school. So hopefully you will see very well. So that's the maturity level right, sorry for that. Right here. So I've got, for this. So we've got age of roots, age of fire, age of water, age of air. So first of all, this is maturity because my background with martial arts is always like I always say, it's like we always have this idea of physicality, how we move and stuff like that. But all the idea of the journey you go through, which is also you incorporate the injury you've got, the people you meet and everything. Sometimes it's just completely disappear. In a traditional sport, it's like the king is dead, long live the king. It's always a new one, okay? And usually they're like age of like 20 to 25, 30. And then after they retired and then the new one. So they're quite young in terms of the journey. And there is not a transmission of wisdom and experience based on all the scar and all the challenge of the, so I say, oh, you know what, in my practice, it's important to acknowledge when someone's got a long journey and has got a lot of experience. So when you've got age of roots, I put it like that, voila, people can see, voila, stage of evolution. Age of roots, you don't know anything. Oh, sorry, start from here. Sorry, I need to do the other way. Age of roots. You don't know nothing. You just discover something, you fell in love with it. Then you got to age of fire. In between, you're always waving, you know, like I'm not, but age of fire is like when you think you're the one and you can do everything. It's all about pushing, kind of like, I want to find my limit, okay? Then you enter to Age of Water when you try to find a functionality of what you're doing. Okay. So again, you're waving. And then you enter to Age of Air, which is the art of let it go. And you start to understand, like, we're not here forever. So and that's where. So this is kind of a almost a martial art way of explaining your journey, your personal journey. So it's not me deciding where you are. It's you deciding based of whatever you practice, wherever you are, where you are here. You never come back. You never come back. Okay. You always go like this. And it's all, it's a journey. And as I say, in between you wave, sometimes you say, oh, I want to prove to people I've done this. No, I just want to do it for myself. No, I want to prove. No, until you get really, really mature. And then you enter to this. So that's something I did. And everything is, for me, is linked to each other. So I've got also the seasonality. Okay. So sorry for that. Seasonality. Hopla. Alors, let me see. I'll try to get there. Okay. You've got the season here. There. Oh my God, it's so hard to do that. Sorry for that, guys. It's so hard. Voilà, here we go. Alors, you got spring. I call it awakening spring. Okay, expressing summer. Then you got smooth autumn. And then after you got sanctuary winter. So if you can see it, okay. So for me, the season is very important. So so I like to follow the season and incorporate all the element, which is the seven element I talk into this, because for me, nothing goes beyond the season.
Sebastian,
yeah.
Just a little note, the interpreters are asking if you could slow down a little bit. Personally, I like it fast, but I know the interpreters are struggling to do Chinese and Hindi and everything else. So if you could slow down a little bit, that'll be appreciated.
Okay.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
Sorry, because I'm very conscious about the time and there is a lot of stuff I have to say.
So I love it, but I think for them it's a struggle.
Okay, sorry for that, sorry. Yeah, do they want me to rephrase something or not?
They just say thank you. I think we're good.
Yeah, okay, good. Okay, superb. So the whole idea is, like, as you can see, is for me, in terms of longevity, in order to get my body to get to a better place, because I had to remove myself from the what I call the traditional sport and to do a different way, which is a non-traditional way. And basically, I changed my lifestyle and my philosophy to a different one, which is kind of holistic. People understand the holistic, but I incorporate the stuff I like and I put it there. It's not just I like it and that's it. No, I did deliberately choose to do that. As an example, I had a story. It was like yesterday or before yesterday. We were practicing with my friends in the gym, and I had a plan what I want to do. But me, I follow the season, which they don't, my coach in my academy. And the idea for me is to do some footwork. And but very quickly, the other guy, they start to do the same stuff, but they start to time themselves. So they were doing with speed and to see how fast they can be and stuff like that. And me, I was doing my thing. And then someone say, like, I'm not naming names, but anyway, someone say, okay, do you want to know your time? I say, no, I'm not doing that. This is not what I'm doing. So for me, it's very important people to understand, like, I'm in a point when I'm listening to my rhythm and it's about where I am and what I'm doing. But usually people follow the kind of the path of a traditional sport about, like, how fast we can be and stuff like that. But for me, I say, no, guys, we're in autumn. Autumn is smooth autumn. It's no more the time for fast and speed. This is how it works for me. And that's what I follow. So I tell them, you can do whatever you want, but that's not what I'm doing. I go slow pace and stuff like that. So so if I show here, you see? So that's how it works, okay? You see the symbol here, whoop, is that here is spring, summer, okay? Autumn, winter. Okay, and in it, you can see, it's still experimental. For me, everything I do is always experimental a little bit. But if you can see, in spring, I do, as I say, oxygenation, breathing, connecting, trekking, jogging, nice. Okay, Then after the sprint, then after I go here, I do sparring, lines, sprint. What I call multibond is plyo, plyometrics. What I call Ironman is all the strength, calisthenic, everything, and explosivity. So everything quite intense, I can do it. But you always do what I call a recall. Un rappel in French is kind of a recall. So each time you're in like 3 months of a phase, sometimes you do a recall of where you were before. Okay. So we go from spring, summer, autumn. You see, it's more smooth because it's all smooth. Climbing. Okay. And then after you go focus. Okay. And then meditation, trekking, walking, oxygenation, you know. So that's how I do my thing. So now I would love to do a quick exercise with people if they want to. So, alors, it's going to take time. Hopefully, we're going to do it quick. So if you can see this here, okay, what I want to do is kind of what I call the map. Okay. So I want people to divide, take a piece of paper if they can, and to divide into 8 square. Okay. Almost like that. 8 square. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 square. Okay. So I give a little bit of maybe 1 minute to do that because we are not so long. Okay. Hopefully everyone's ready for this. And then at the same time, I will explain what's going to happen. So it's just to show, basically what I'm going to do is just to demonstrate how different we are, even we already know. It's like, that's why we shouldn't compare to ourselves. And that's why a practice is supposed to be, in my opinion, tailored. Even in the highest level of sport, they start to tailor the stuff to fit with the athlete. So now if we move away from the athlete, it's still important for you as a person to do something with fit for you. So, alors, there will be, I'll explain. So you remember I talked to you about the maturity, okay? I'm gonna put it here. Maturity, then you're gonna have the level, okay? Okay. Then you're gonna have the size, then what I call the type, then injury and condition. Don't write injury and condition inside. I will help you on this, okay? And then there will be feeling, and feeling has got the mood and the body. The mood and the body. It's only one is the feeling. Then there is the weather. So where, which country you are, wherever you are in the world. Then there is the season. I talked to you about the season. And of course, there is many more because I can put the blood type. I can put which type of muscle you are, fast twitch muscle or something else. But this is not the point. What I want to do with this is just to draw very quickly a picture and to not get too complicated. So as I say, there is maturity level. There is a level. When I talk level, it's beginners, intermediate, or advanced. It's only you. It's how you consider yourself. It doesn't matter if it's completely accurate. It doesn't matter. Size is consider yourself tall, average, or small. For me, I'm considering myself small. It doesn't matter. It's more complicated than that for everything, but it's just to get a clear picture. The type is, as I say, we've got endomorph, ectomorph, or mesomorph. So endomorph is more filiform, okay? Ectomorph is like you're more squared. Sorry for the square. And mesomorph is like muscular, but more like a reverse triangle, okay? And then injury and condition, for me, it's more like you give 1 point. No matter what you have, you got 1 point. I had a wrist injury, it's 1 point, okay? If I've got very fragile bones, it's 1 point. If I've got any condition, particular condition you have, you don't have to say what it is, okay? If it's severe or not, it just count as 1 point. So, and then you add 1 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1, and then you will have the numbers, okay? Then on here, you've got the feeling of your mood, how you feel. I feel high, it's how up. I feel half, I'm here. So you can see it very quickly. And same with the body, okay? You see where you are, okay? And then with the weather, where we are, okay? Sunny, cloudy, rainy, okay? And then you've got the season. Are we in awakening spring? Are we in expressing summer? Smooth autumn or sanctuary winter. Now, at the end, so when you go to this, it's going to look kind of like that. That's me. That's my map today. Okay. As you can imagine, this constantly change. Okay. So here, I'm Age of Water. This I know already. So you can guess where you are based on your how you behave in the world. Okay. My level, I'm quite advanced on what I'm doing. Okay. My size, I'm small. I'm more mesomorph. Okay. Reverse triangle. Injury, I put 4 based on everything I've got. As I say, you don't have to give detail. You know, it's personal. You know what you got. You put 4. And then after, you have this. So you've got the mood. My mood is quite good, as you can see. My body is pretty low because I'm pretty tired. So you see, but nobody knows. When I talk to you, it looks like, hey, it's okay. But that's why I do that. So you can see. Then you've got the weather. In London, it's cloudy, sunny, kind of. And then we're in autumn. So pretty simple. So now, obviously, we don't have the screen of everyone. It will be interesting to see that everyone show it, and you can see how different we are. Okay, let's see. Are you pretty far? You're pretty far. I can't see. We can't see.
There's mine.
Oh my god. Well, we can't see because it's out of focus.
It's anyhow. Good. But to go through it though, to check it right before any activity, like, okay, we're in autumn and I've got an injury and hey, I'm reminding myself I'm 40, I'm not 20 anymore. There's some differences, right? I'm beginner. Exactly. If I'm training with you and Rafe, I have to go, okay, I'm a beginner. You know, there's different levels.
Yes, exactly. And in traditional sport, we kind of follow, but not really follow. It's not something you got in your head constantly. But in terms of when we talk about longevity, you must have this in your head. It's the map of yourself. It's more important than anything else. It doesn't matter if people say, come on, you can do it. Yeah, it's true, but this is not where we are now. I'm aligning myself with something bigger than myself and which something is absolutely logical, something I believe, okay? You don't know my condition. You don't know how much injury I've got. You don't know where I come from. You don't know. And I don't even talk about, which is going to be the next subject about, the goal and the drive, which is very important. So for me, the first part I talk to you, it's literally really to talk about all the things. So if I finish with kind of just this first part, is this idea of you must listen to your rhythm, okay? And life is all about balance. Everything is about, there is a symphony, it's about rhythm. You need to find yours. This is the key to go longer. It's not about longevity, doesn't mean immortality. It just means like instead of having a peak like this and down, it's just like a nice curve. This is what we do. That's why it looks like, oh my God, this guy still can still moving. It looks like I can't do it forever. No, it's not true. I'm going to lose it. Okay. We're not going toward more. We're going toward less. After what happened after when the body dies, it's another story. This is not my problem now. In this, all my stuff is how could we sustain the longest? That's why for me the superhero in our world and the best top athlete are not the people which I still admire, the Roger Federer, the Michael Jordan and stuff, the Bruce Lee. It's the people who are like 80 years old, 90 years old. It's like the tortoise or the turtle. I don't know how you talk it. You know, like when you see a turtle, you see the journey they've been through. It's crazy from like being an egg and being eaten and stuff like that and crawling and stuff like that. This is the secret for longevity. That's the people you must praise. And you will say, wow, that's a feat of strength. It's not about, like I say, my sentence is very simple. Slow will grow, fast don't last. Voilà, that's it. So very important. So now the next thing is, for me, it's very important to talk to you about what is very important for me is to talk to you about a time when I completely lost it. So despite I changed my lifestyle, okay? Despite I changed my lifestyle and I doing my seasonality and I'm very good with what I'm doing, I still had the drive model to kind of a sport model. You know, I still want to be good. I still can show people my greatness, stuff like that. But there were times where I still have, I'm not a cocky person, you know, I'm starting to come down to earth. However, there is the time when I say, you know what, I'm going to do a checkup. I'm going to see the doctor. I'm going to do a full checkup of my body. And then, so I'm going to do this every year so I know exactly how I am and where I am. But I was always already expecting the doctor being amazed how healthy I am and how, oh my God, you're 46, or like, no, I was probably 43 or 40, yeah, 43, something like that. And say, oh, you've got the body of 15 years old, and it's amazing how does it was completely the opposite. Completely the opposite. The person say, oh my God, you've got high cholesterol and stuff like that. And do you smoke? Be careful. Because, and I was like, what? You see, so it completely changed my mind because I'm eating well. I'm eating well. I'm not eating fast food. I'm just, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? So it was kind of a shock because that's not what I expect. So it hurt my pride. It literally hurt my pride. And along that journey, there is a consequence of event happened to me. I start also to lose my sight. So in my right eyes, still this day, I've got a loss of vision. So nobody know it because, as I said, it's linked with the map. You see me like this, say, oh my God, this guy's amazing. But as I said, if you see my stuff here, I put four, not zero, four. That's mean, it's almost like a martial art things. I can show you that I'm not, but because I'm very good with my rhythm. So when I lost it, it's because of that first, then I start to lose my sight and the doctor couldn't, even to this day, didn't know why and how this happened. So I start to get deeper to take care of myself. So I work on, I won't go deep in this talk, but it's more like I work on my personal life, I work on the mind, on the food, on the physical and a lot of stuff, psychological and stuff like that, to treat myself. Till this day, so far, everything calmed down. But at some point, you know, when you do, how do you call that? You know, on Instagram, how do you call it when you can change the filter? Yeah. These eyes, the right one, these eyes, at some point start to be very blurry. And the color of these eyes was sepia. You know sepia? So I was doing like this. I can see everything. I was doing like that. It was sepia and dark. Crazy. I really get scared. Because I'm an artist, as you can see, that's my painting here. I love drawing everything. So it gave me very quickly the idea. I knew about fragility when I broke my arm, but I was right in front of the idea of impermanence. Like literally, like you're gonna lose your sight because they don't know what it is. And I think by days it was very quickly. So I had some infiltration in my eyes. I won't go into detail, but I treated. But I start to treat myself by myself to try to cure myself. I don't know still today if it doesn't work. But when I say but I lost it, then there is my friend, a good friend of mine called Brian. Maybe some people in Parkour will know him, but very nice guy, fit. Almost same age as me, ambitious, with artistic. We had a lot of projects and stuff like that. Very, very good. And then one day, had a phone call and just say, Brian passed away. And that's, I know people passed away every day, like all the time. But it was the closest to me to something like, and very similar to me. Kind of like it happened kind of the same time when I started to have all my thing, and it was kind of a shock because I drill myself and I condition myself to the almost Disney or the journey of a hero mindset, which means the good win and the bad lose, and life is not like that. And that's why I couldn't stand. I couldn't literally, my whole foundation dropped because everything I was doing was about being an inspiration and be a hero so I can show people. And it looks like, no, we don't care. Hero, bye-bye, you know? So I completely lost it. So what I say to you is literally like something people never seen. So it's a bit of revelation. But I came to the conclusion, very harsh conclusion. So what's the point? Literally, what's the point? So I lost the drive. I didn't know why to train. I didn't want to train anymore. So because for me, it's unfair. Life is unfair. There is no sense. And nothing I could see around could give me the solution to move, to keep moving. So I wake up and I just walk. I wasn't depressed to the point like, you know, I want to commit suicide and stuff like that. I was just like, I don't know if you've seen the movie Forrest Gump. You know the time where you just sit down and it's just like, meh. That's exactly where I was. Literally, meh. Not in a bad mood, just like everything stopped. And it took me like weeks. I was talking with my sister. I say, I don't want to do anything. I just don't care. I just literally don't care about anything. I had this time of emptiness. I call it the time of emptiness for about probably 2 weeks. 2 weeks of, I was almost laughing about how ridiculous everything is. Like I was watching TV news. I said, doesn't matter. I don't care. I just don't care. Nothing cares. And then one day, something particular with me is I often wake up around 3:33, which don't ask me why, kind of, and I've got epiphany. Maybe because I do a lot of meditation, I develop a kind of stuff where everything clicked and get together like that. You know, it takes time, but everything get together. And then I say, aha, okay. So there is this, exactly this moment where I just wake up and I had the, I don't know, something just clicked in my head. So if I can give you an idea, if I ask everyone, like I'm sure everyone been on trip, on holiday or somewhere, right? And then I had this analogy in my head, life is like a trip, okay? And when you go in holiday, you know it's a certain time. You know it's gonna be for 1 week, 2 weeks, 1 month. You know it already, okay? But nobody goes in holiday and because you know it's gonna finish within 2 weeks, just go like depressed, oh yeah, what's the point, stuff like that. What you do, you enjoy as much as possible. You try to see as much as things you can see, okay? And then when you go back, you try to get, you got all these souvenir memories and say, oh my God, that's good and stuff like that. So you try to make the trip as best as possible. And then that's where for me, it's like, this is where I missed the point. The drive was not to be like the best of life. The drive is to, you still need to inspire, but you know it's going to be finished. That's where I missed. I didn't understand it's going to finish. So I start to change my way of thinking. It's like, and also I start to research about the ikigai. It's a Japanese word. So basically in French is la raison d'être. So it's the reason of being. And with ikigai, there is a, so I wrote it down somewhere, is the passion. It's where you make your passion, your mission in life, your vocation, and your profession. When all those four are made together, you have your ikigai. And that's a driving force. That's something like you can literally hold on to. And before that, I didn't have my ikigai. Or I have it, but I didn't grasp it. Until that moment, I absolutely grasp it. I say, you need to do like everything matter, but it's like about memories. It's how you do this. That's the drive. And that's how you can keep it doing longer because you're not aiming for one moment or one point. It's like surfing a wave. Now you're surfing the wave. You know what I mean? And that's where I start to do, okay, I'm going to do a tour around the world. I met a lot of friends all around the world and stuff like that. I start to do Ninja Warrior because before I say, oh, I don't want to do Ninja Warrior because it's not about that and stuff. I say, no, it doesn't matter. Any child would love to go there and jump over and fall into water. Let's be the child again. That's where I reconnect with my inner soul. And the fire, trust me, from the fire I had before, it just goes away. You see, even now I'm talking, you can see I'm sweating. Because it's just, I reconnect with my inner soul. It was deeper than I thought. Before it was connecting with being strong. But then after it was like connecting with myself. Like, I don't know what the world is about, what life is about. But this connect me with the essence of myself. I don't say the essence of, it's like myself. And that's why I did, I think after the World Chase Tag and stuff like that, stay with the young and practice with them. And I opened myself even more. So for me, the whole idea is, it was this. It's like, now my drive is try to be the best version of myself every day and to enjoy everything I do. And that's, for me, that's the path for longevity in physical activity. It's to find your good drive from the mind and also have a nice lifestyle philosophy, get together. And it will finish at some point, okay? We're not immortal, but you need to enjoy the journey. So that's kind of the whole idea of my story. So my advice for people, again, I will repeat, it's like, you need to reassess and refine your purpose. You have to move from external, showing off and stuff like that, to internal, okay? What matter for me? Okay, what matter for me? Then after, it's, everything I say is not rocket science. We've heard it, okay? But it's how you incorporate, how much do you incorporate in your practice, okay? Respect your body, okay? Because as I say, like, your life as a road, your feeling as a guide, and your body as a vehicle. And your body is your vehicle. There is no way you take your bicycle and you try every single day to go fast and try to do stuff. No, you just take your bike because I need to get some food and then I come back. So you enjoy to have your bike and you try to take care of it. Your body is exactly the same. So you need to know your rhythm. You need to listen and adapt quick. Yesterday I was practicing and I did the move and Sorry, I'm quick. Yesterday, I did, I did an activity and I felt like my muscle, like clack, something like that. I felt it. And I was just like, I didn't stop. I said, okay, I'm going to do one more just to see it. And then when I move, I felt it was here again. So I listened to it and adapt quick. And I say, I was planning to do 1 hour practicing training. I look at my girlfriend. I say, it's over. We finished. So I pack it up. I pack up everything. I say, what? We haven't started. So yeah, it's finished. So I listen and adapt quick. So this morning I don't feel it, but with my experience, I don't wait. It's just finished. My body says that's enough. So you need to find also, you need to learn to recharge your battery. So listen music, look at movies, anything, because we decharge and recharge and decharge and recharge. And it's not like all the time. That's why sometimes I say, oh, I lost it. I like to train, but now I don't train. Because you lose, because now you need to plug. You need to replug. Is that something you need to learn how to do that? Okay. So you need to get the right inspiration. Like I say, you can have many inspiration, but in the path of longevity, make sure you've got the right one. So I still have cheetah, you know, behind you've got a cheetah here. They're very fast, but you see when they miss their target, how they are. So the turtle, are the master. It's like a Kung Fu Panda. You know in Kung Fu Panda, the whole master is the turtles. It's interesting. You see, so understand, as I say, high and low and up and down. This is universal law. It's not about me. It's universal. You can do whatever you want. You can say, oh, I don't care. Nobody has escaped that. Nobody. Voilà. It's very important also, because I like to use music as a reference. It would be stupid to have someone with an instrument to do the highest note or the loudest note. You know, it's like, bah! Do you see? It's not about that. It's about the music. So for me, it's not about the highest and the loudest. It's how long you connect and what is the musicality of what you do. And that's what I want people to understand when they start to practice their physicality, okay? It's like, okay, what is my music? What is my music, okay?
Sorry, we have about 10 minutes left. I don't know if you wanted me to bring any of the questions forward.
Yeah, question, let's go. Let's go
for questions. So if people want to have a look in the questions box, you can upvote questions that you like. I've seen a lot of really helpful comments from people as well, like summarizing. If Sebastian has any images to share or links, we'll put those up at the end. So maybe Daniela can have a look for those. Also, people really commenting on their loving your passion, your inspiration, you know, your embodiment. That's the key message for me. I'm really enjoying it. So the most upvoted question here is, can you talk more about the intuitive aspect of the range of expression aspect of your method? Is it the creativity involved in tailoring your own practice?
For the range of motion, it's pretty simple. Like if we had to do steps and walk, you will see naturally without forcing it. I'm not talking about race. We have a different like range of motion, okay? In parkour, for example, everyone tried to do the corkscrew, everyone tried to do this movement. It's like it's become a norm. Okay, when I talk about range of expression, is what is your range of expression? Maybe for this vote, this is not the move you're supposed to do based on your body. That's like music, it's like dancing. You need to find what is your range of expression. And once you're in that, and then you can practice very well, you become what I say, you become unique. Because we are not supposed to compare to yourself or to try to, when I talk about range of expression, it's really this idea of find your voice, find who you are. And usually people don't practice like that. They always try to find what is the new craze, what is the new thing. It's like, no, listen to yourself. Oh, people maybe not be impressed of what you do, but the more important is that resonate to you? Is that you? It's like find your inner voice. And when I talk about range of motion, before it was great, because I didn't like the idea of like, oh, he's the founder, so we must listen to him. You say, yeah, but can he still move? Can he still do something, you know? And in sports, it's completely the other side. You've got great, you say, this guy is national level, but is he wise? Does he have wisdom? Does he have experience? Sometimes not. So for me, I try to get both. So the range of expression and the maturity level goes together, okay? And range of expression used to be the great, but I didn't like the idea of great because I work with two of my friends, Andy and Kevin. I don't know if they're recognized, but we're talking about working on the grades and how we can, and I just saw like it goes far, 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 far. So I just say, no, it's not about that. It's more about the range. It's like a circle. And so my range of expression is here. I don't try to be like that, you see? So it's the same like in any sport. I won't try to do a slam dunk. Look at my size, okay? I've got spring, but what's the point? That's not my range of expression.
Thank you. It's wonderful. I'm really enjoying this. By the way, you're welcome to come to have lunch or dinner with us in London anytime here. We're not so far from you. Great vegetarian food. Few people are mentioning different seasons. So how does it kind of fit in what you're saying about rhythms? You know, different countries with rainy seasons, then, you know, women have their cycles. Like maybe you could say how this applies in, you know, to different kinds of people and different places.
Yeah, so very quickly, I'm not an expert. All I just pinpoint is something I observe and I believe. What I know is, I know when it's spring, I'm excited. I naturally feel I want to do things. Summer, and I know when it's autumn and everything, the weather, just my mood is different and I relax and I feel my body a bit different. So normally sometimes it's not so much, that's why also I evolve. It's not so much about the season, it's about the rhythm. The season is here just to pinpoint the idea of rhythm. So what is your rhythm? If different country, for example, in India, it's not like spring, summer, autumn. It's like there is two seasons, the dry season and the, I don't know what they call it, the rainy season. Yeah. So, but it's the rhythm. Like, it's like, okay, where? So women, we know, like sometimes some activists say, okay, it's not for women. Women shouldn't do that. But why now, for example, swimming? Oh, it's good for women. It's good. They can go swimming. Okay. Why that? Because it's smooth. It's smooth. It's like, yeah, they can do dance. Like I saw ballet last time, I was watching ballet, Royal Ballet, and the woman was pregnant and she was doing ballet, but it was not intense. It was nice. So it's because there is a musicality. There is so everything smooth. You need to know where it has to be smooth. So that's why it's part of the journey. So I can't give the answer for everyone. It's to find out what works for you. I do high skating, as you can imagine, low impact. Bouldering, low impact. I would love to do dancing, yoga, low impact. Okay, there is many activities low impact, and there is other activities more dynamic. So those who are too much low impact, they need to do a bit dynamic, because we know the bone reinforce with impact. You know, the density, the bone. Okay, I'm not talking like big stuff. So by stimulating and stuff, we reinforce the body. And we know that. There is some research, we know that. So it's all this stuff people need to understand. Ah, okay. So too much activity, it's not good. Not activity, it's not good. As I said before, it's all about balance.
Okay, we could probably do one more question here before we do wrap up. People are asking about how you self-regulate as, you know, when you have a change to do or you feel some shift here. How do you self-regulate, Sebastian?
What does it mean? How do I self-regulate?
Let me look at the question again. Would you scroll up on that? Yeah. On top.
Yeah, because for me, I just.
Or how do you self-monitor? Like, how do you know you need to change?
But first of all, I know the season. It's already there. I know also I'm edge of water. Very simple. So edge of water is very simple. It's not about... Now the time will be the judge. It's not about showing off and everything. There is no limit. There is no stuff I try to reach. It's just about like functionality. Okay, this is where I am and I enjoy where I am. Okay, it's all about this. So first of all, when you know where you are in maturity, you're not age of fire. So I'm not trying to push. I'm not interested in that. And I know which season I am. It's already give me a clear direction of where I am. So after you know your injury also, if you got knee injuries, and you see people want to do a jump, like big jump, you need to know like, okay, maybe I can do a little bit, but that's not for me. And that's kind of stuff, if I had back problem, it doesn't mean you stop, but it's just like you adjust. That's how I know, because I have my map. I know my map and I know what is my target, what I try to achieve. And I'm very comfortable with the kind of the ego. We all have an ego, but I'm very comfortable. I'm down to earth, so I can manage pressure and circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Sebastian, I think we need to move towards wrap up fairly soon here. Is there anything else that you want to comment on? Of course, where can people find you?
But people can find me on my social media. I'm still working on my Fukan method, which is take a lot of time. The more I work on it, the more I see it take time. I would like to do online courses and stuff like that. So stay tuned. I'm working on my website also, sebastianfukan.com. It's not ready yet, but people can find me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. And I'm more than welcome to answer and to talk, and that's it. And also, if people want me to sign up for something, so to get more information, just let me know on Instagram, and then I will make sure I keep them somewhere, so I know when it's ready. I can let them know.